of the International Secret Police.
Hello.
Where the octopus has gone to experiment with his death ray machine on the gorillas. They hope to surprise the criminal, but Clint has a hunch that the octopus knows of their pursuit. He is right. The criminal not only is aware of their flight to Kivu, but plans to make the secret police the first human victims of his terrible machine. Meantime, the boys have landed their big plane on Lake Leopold, their first stop, and we find them making camp for the night.
Hey, how much of this brush do we have to clear away, Carlos? I didn't guarantee to clean up the jungle clear to Lake Kivu.
Just a little bit more, Barney. I want a clearing of at least 10 feet for our camp. That elephant grass is a great fire hazard.
Yeah, but I'm tired.
Oh, you'll have all night to sleep. We're lucky, Barney, having the lake on one side of our camp. Saves us clearing that side off, too.
Yeah, but what about that what did you call it, Carlos?
Zareba, the darn secret barrier.
Yeah, that's it. We had to put a Zareba up on the lakeside to keep the crocodiles out of our camp.
What a country.
If we hadn't put up the Zareba, the crocs might have come into our tent, Barney.
Yeah, I know, I know. They got a nice lake, but are they satisfied to stay in it? No. They got to come messing around our tent.
Well, I think we've cleared enough ways up of the brush now, Clint.
Good. I can use some rest. And I know Barney can.
You said it.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we got done just in time, too. The sun's just about setting.
Gee, there's going to be a moon tonight. Too bad.
Too bad, Carlos? Gee, the jungle's going to be swell in the moonlight.
I would rather see the sky covered with clouds, Steve. Oh, I'd like to see it rain. And the elephant grass is too dry. One spark would set it afire.
I wish you'd stop talking about fire. Makes me nervous.
Well, we'll start one of our own pretty soon and fix something to eat. That'll help your nerves.
You said it. We haven't eaten regular since coming to Africa.
Lucky's hungry too, Clint.
He'll be fed when we eat. Meantime, let's take a breather before starting in on our kitchen work. We haven't stopped going since leaving Leopoldville. All right, sit down, boys.
Well, rest while you can. Wonder what'll happen to us after we leave this camp.
Nothing, I hope, amigo. Our next landing is on the Congo River at Loa or Kirundu.
Yeah, but between us and there is the hungry country. You said it was dangerous yourself.
Only if we are forced to land in it, Barney. And we don't expect that.
Then you can depend on us landing, boy. Whatever we don't expect to happen always does.
What's that?
Crocodiles. They must be investigating our plane.
Its nose is resting on the shore. That means them crocs are ashore, too.
The Zareba will keep them away from us. And they won't hurt my plane.
I'm not worrying about the plane. I'm just hoping there are no high jumpers among them crocs. Might hurdle that thorn fence and come after us. Well, laugh if you want, but I don't like this place. Listen to them animals start yowling. They all sound hungry.
They probably are, Barney, but they won't hurt us.
You guys have the confidence, all right. I don't... Hey,
look at what's watching us from the elephant grass.
Dave.
Wait a minute. Easy. Don't make a sudden move, Steve. Don't want to do anything to excite them. Can you tell from their tribal markings what tribe they belong to, Carl?
Yeah, as well as I can see in these lights, I think they are Maasai.
Friendly?
Sometimes, but tricky. Might have help with it.
Avam Chila! Baba!
They won't talk.
Try again, Carl.
Dig.
Avam Chila! Baba!
Hey,
let them go.
Quiet, quiet. Hey, I don't like this hide-and-seek business. Whenever they start playing games in this neck of the woods, we're generally it.
What do you make of it, Collin?
In the jungle, a thing like that can be nothing or everything, please.
Well, what do you mean?
There are many native tribes in the jungle. These fellows must have heard our plain land, waited a while to see what happened, and then, when nothing did, come to look us over.
Yes, but they were carrying spears and shields. Looked like warriors.
Oh, perhaps a hunting party. Or maybe a raiding party, warring on some other job.
Yeah, or on us.
There is that possibility.
I told you I didn't like this place.
Well, we can't leave here, Bonnie. We'll meet this sort of thing no matter where we land. And more than that, we can't take off with night coming on. We'd have to fly all the way to the Congo. I'm too tired for that, natives or no natives.
Are the Maasai these cannibals, Carlos?
Now, why did you have to think of that? Ain't things bad enough?
Amigos, amigos, we are becoming too alarmed, I believe. While the Maasai's cannot be called a friendly tribe, yet they do not war on our race often. They fear the Belgian authorities greatly.
Those guys didn't look like they feared anything.
I think we should take every precaution against an attack, Connor.
See, I do too, Clint. We had better bring our machine guns in the plane just to be on the safe side.
Wouldn't these tear gas grenades be just as effective?
Why, see, I forgot about them.
I would rather save our machine gun ammunition for a later date. I have a hunch we'll need it when we finally catch up with the Optics.
Shall I go get the grenades, Clint?
Yes, Speed. And Barney, you go along, too. And bring that roll of barbed wire from the plane.
Barbed wire? Are you going to make this a no man's land?
A no Maasai's land, my friend. A strand or two of wire stretched across the ground we cleared off will stop them if they try to wreck us. Get going now. We've got a lot to do before we're ready to turn in.
Master Octopus, the platform which is to receive the death ray machine is completed.
Splendid, Zabuz. Splendid. The machine shall be mounted on it in the morning. I shall supervise the operation myself.
You still intend trying it out on the gorillas?
Yes. The path to Lake Kivu is alive with them in the morning. I shall have plenty of opportunity to experiment with my death ray before the secret police arrive.
Yes, Master.
But tonight, Zabul, I want 5 of the best hunters to go into the jungle and kill as many gorillas as possible.
There is a moon. There will be many gorillas awake.
I want only the bulls, and their skins must be intact.
Their skin?
I have a plan. The secret police will probably leave their plane in some not-too-distant spot and proceed here on foot. I want my guards to see them and notify me of their coming. See them, but not be seen.
You mean you will dress your guards in the skins of the gorillas?
Exactly. In this way, they can come close to the secret police and arouse no suspicion.
Hmm, if they can go that close disguised as gorillas, why can they not kill the police at the same time? Prevent them from coming to Lake Kivu altogether.
Because, Zabul, that would deprive me of my greatest pleasure. That of showing my death ray machine to Clint Barlow. Showing him its possibilities. And then destroying him and all the rest by its powerful ray. Yes. That will be revenge indeed for all that he has done to me.
You hate him more than any of your other enemies, don't you, Master?
Because he is the one man in the world who might stop me in my world conquest. Yes, Zabul, I hate Barlow. And shall not rest until I have destroyed him. With him gone, there is no one else who can stop me.
No, Master. And now, shall I order the guards to start on their gorilla hunt?
Yes, yes, Zabul. Everything must be ready for our guests, the secret police. They shall come, but we shall show them such unusual entertainment that they will never leave.
But nothing stirred. I got so sleepy, Kip, that I just couldn't keep my eyes open any longer. So I thought I'd come inside and at least get away from the mosquitoes. Yeah, but I guess one followed me in.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Smoke?
Of course not.
Look, he's uneasy, too. I think we ought to go outside and take a look around, Barney.
Okay, okay. But if the mosquitoes carry you away, don't say I didn't warn you. They've got the biggest ones I ever saw down around this lake.
You don't want to wake up Clint or Carlos. Are you ready?
Sure, come along. Here, wait till I unfasten the mosquito netting here at the tent flap. Okay, you and Lucky go through, but make it snappier. They'll all come inside.
Well, I'm through.
I'll be along as soon as I fasten the net back.
Barney, what's that glow over there?
Huh? That's fire. That's fire, kid. He's heading right this way. The elephant grass is on fire.
Clint, Carlos, wake up. Fire, fire. Do you think our camp's safe?
That clearing looked awful wide when we were working, kid, but now I don't know. I think we better clear out and get onto the plane in case the fire jumps the clearance.
Fire? Why didn't you call me before? That fire's close.
Yeah, I was asleep, Clint. Speed woke me up.
Asleep? I'll talk to you later. Now, they gather up as much of our stuff as we can and get back to that plane.
Will that clearing save us?
I don't know, Steve. This fire is a bad one. Help me with this tent, Molly.
Okay.
Steve and I will clear away the thorn fence to the edge of the lake, Steve.
Yes, Carlos, make it steady.
Come along, Steve. Now, put your leather gloves on so the thorns will not hurt your hands.
I've got them right here in my pocket.
Here we are. Now, just lift it aside, Steve. Here, you get there.
Our plane! It's drifting out into the lake.
The plane adrift, but we moored it.
Just the same, there it goes. Come quickly. Here, help me off with my shoes, Pete, while I take off my coat.
You're not going to swim out to the plane.
I've got to. Our only chance. There's the mooring line dragging. If I can bring that back to shore, we can pull the plane back in easily.
But you'll never reach the plane. That lake's full of crocodiles. Look, here comes one now.
That's going to be your job, Steve. To shoot those crocodiles before they get to me.
Shoot them? With you in the water?
Gee, no time to talk. I'm ready. You got your gun?
Yes, but Carlos...
Then keep it trained near me, Steve. And when you see a croc heading for me, you get him.
No, Carlos, wait.
It's our only chance, Steve. We can't lose a minute. Now keep your eyes on the water. Here I go.
Carlos, come back. You'll never make it. Please, Barney, help. Help.
Thank you.